Everywhere I go, I am realizing, as I'm sure you are, that we stare at these phones a lot, don't we? We stand there, we look at them. I think in 10 years, there's going to be a course taught everywhere. It'll be called Eye Contact.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I admire teachers. These were the people in my youth who found themselves saying, "Hey, don't lick the pencil sharpener," or "Keep doing that, you'll end up in jail and you look bad in prison orange." One resourceful teacher pretended he had a glass eye. When he left the room, he removed the eye, put it on his desk, and told them, "I'll be keeping an eye on you." My high school English teacher, Mr. Beanert, kept an eye on me and, better yet, encouraged me. When he passed away, his family asked that I say a few words at his funeral. What a surprising honor. I told those gathered that I had some great teachers at Prairie High School, but Mr. Beanert was my favorite. After all, he took some friends and me to hockey games and was therefore the only teacher in world history who desired to spend time with me outside the classroom. Finding things wrong in a child is like finding dirt on a toddler. It's easy work. But Mr. Beanert somehow found something right. "You have a gift in communication," he told me one day, "and it's doubtful I'd be doing what I do without his gift of encouragement." Mr. Beanert had troublesome kids in his class, but I think his secret for remaining calm was this. He was storing up his anger for sporting events. After school, we threw some sack lunches into the Beanert car and drove to the nearby town of Drumheller, where he helped the fans get their money's worth. Mr. Beanert was not a pacifist when it came to sports. He couldn't do anything without enthusiasm, and so we were schooled in matters he couldn't model in the classroom. Great themes from Shakespeare: anger, irony, tragedy, and yelling at referees. Each April, the school held a week-long Christian Life Conference for students and staff. The afternoon meetings began at 2:15 sharp. Mr. Beanert would pick us up around lunch, and we would try to get in a round of golf before the meeting. Sometimes we were delayed by his need to treat an ailment he had. "I have TB," he said. "The only thing that seems to help is lemon meringue pie." Years later, I learned that for him, TB meant tired bottom, a common ailment during long conference meetings. I viewed most of the grown-ups in those days as saints, not sinners. But Mr. Beanert was a sinner. He knew it. We knew it. It gave us hope. Hope that despite my wanderings, there was a God who didn't just love me. He offered me a place in his kingdom. I learned much about English from Mr. Beanert. I learned far more about life. The first three letters of the word diet spell die, he once said. So eat ice cream. I learned to keep a childlike heart. I learned that time flies, that one day, the Lord willing, I will get old too. And if I'm grateful and contented, people won't talk so much about my age, they'll talk about the footsteps I left behind. In time, I came to call Mr. Beanert my friend, and though he was a great guy, I don't believe God accepted him into heaven last week, based on his own goodness, but on the finished work of Jesus Christ and God's amazing grace. So many of my classmates and I have fond memories of Mr. Beanert, and lately as I think about his life and his legacy, I sometimes imagine Mr. Beanert checking into his heavenly mansion, hustling on over to the golf course with a quick stop for lemon meringue pie. Without a doubt, he'll be there smiling because his Savior is there. No more tears, no more long meetings, and no more tired bottom.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."